Yay Networks.
The evil lawyer is not here today. I am the leftist lawyer. And today we're going to talk about the Bill of Rights to the U.S. Constitution and how terrible it is and how it all has to change because it was written by a bunch of old white guys who probably all had slaves. The First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Well, that's about right. They need to stop respecting these religions that have been established because they're nothing but garbage. Every one of these religions. I am a total atheist. I do not believe in anything. In fact, I do not even believe in other atheists. And I think that all religions should be banned, let alone respected. But at least that's the beginning. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Well, if you want to be religious in your own house, I guess that's okay as long as you don't have your children's around. Because if you have your children's around and you're being religious in your house, then you are interfering with the state's control of those children's. And we all know that the state knows best when it comes to your children's. And your children's need to be taught in the public schools to be good little U.S. citizens and not little religious lunatics. What do you mean, where is he? He's not here. He's probably at some January the 6th celebration that goes on for about a week where they all sit around and celebrate the attempted takeover and insurrection of the federal government by their little orange Jesus. Now, it also says freedom of speech should not be taken away from anybody for any reason. Well, I say that's okay if it's not hate speech. If it's hate speech, and I define hate speech as any speech that I hate. If you say something I don't agree with, I hate that speech, and you need to shut your mouth. And if you can't shut your mouth, then the government needs to shut your mouth for you. Or the right of people to peaceably assemble. Now, I can get behind this one, except for the whole peaceable part. Now, how do you define peaceable? In 2020, certain persons burnt down a whole bunch of cities. And there was a man from MSNBC standing in front of a fire. A building was on fire, and this man was standing in front of it, and it was all burning. And he said, the protests are entirely and mostly peaceful. And I said, that's right. Those are peaceful protests. So if you feel the need to steal something or burn something down because you angry and you mad, we got to trust the science. You got to trust the science. So we know from the science that being angry and all mad up inside of yourself is bad for you. So you've got to let all that out. And you get let all, if you have to set some fires to let all that out, you've got to let all that out. So that's about the First Amendment. But it also says that you should be able to petition the government if you have a problem. Now, you just need to sit down and shut up if you have a problem with the government, because the government knows best, and we all know that. And now we're going to get to the most hated, the leftist lawyer's most hated amendment, the Second Amendment. Say that everybody ought to be able to have guns. Everybody should not have no guns. The government should have guns. They are the experts in weapons of all forms, and guns especially. They know how to fight all kinds of wars. If you make the government mad, they will come in and kill your ass so fast with their guns, because they are good with guns, and they are the experts with guns, and every Tom, Dick, and Harry should not be running around with no damn guns. And you say, well, I want to go out and kill me some animals to eat. Well, there is a Piggly Wiggly right down the street from your trailer, and you can go down there with your sister and your wife, and both of y'all on your motorcycle, and get you some meat. You ain't got to have no dang guns to go out and get no meat. And if someone needs the stuff that's in your house because they needs it more than you, you should not be able to kill nobody who break in your house and try to take your stuff. Because Well, people's lives is more important than your stuff. So you just need to stand down with your guns. In fact, you need to turn all of them in. Because if you don't, the government will come down and kill you. And if you don't believe they will come and kill you, why don't you move to Waco or Ruby Ridge? I could go on all day long about this Second Amendment, but I just say that only persons should have guns is government persons. On the Third Amendment, said that ain't no soldier gonna have to live in your house unless you want him to. Well, I think that's just silly. Cause you see some of them soldiers? Some of them soldiers is hot and they live in my house anytime they wants to. But it say that no soldier shall in time of peace or in time of war, they bring their big old guns too. They should bring their big old guns and stay in my house. I tell you what, I got rooms for all y'all soldiers with your big old guns. And now the Fourth Amendment say that the right of people to be secure in their person's house, papers, it don't say nothing about no e-papers, so you might as well just get used to the government reading all your emails and textuses. But the right to, they can't look at all that without no warrants. Now, that just slows things down. You know, I'd say that justice denied is justice delayed is justice denied. And that just slow everything down and you don't get no justice. Because if the police needs to look in your house and make sure that your brother ain't in there, up in there, they looking for him because he didn't give his guns up and open his big fat mouth about Donald Trump or something like that, and they looking for him because they gonna take him away and put him in some camp where he can learn, he can concentrate on what he be doing bad, and the government angry with him, and I don't know what they gotta call them camps where these people needs to go and concentrate on things they be doing that's bad, but I think a good name for them would be maybe camps for concentrating. And he up in there, and they ain't got time to go get no warrant because he sneak out the back. They just need to come on in there and get him and maybe bring one of them fine-looking soldiers with them to quarter up in your house and take care of you with their guns because you can't handle guns. Now, the Fifth Amendment say you can just shut your mouth if the government asks you a question. If they say, Joe, did you commit that crime? And you could just shut your mouth. And they can't do nothing about it. They can't pull your fingernails out. They can't make you listen to country music. They can't do nothing about it at all if you just stand there and shut your mouth. And if you say, I want a lawyer, then magic words, they're supposed to leave you alone. Supposed to leave you alone. They can't do nothing about it. Now, used to, they couldn't even hold you down and take your blood. They couldn't even hold you down. But now, see, things change over time gradually, because they can hold you down and take your bloods now and your fingerprints. But we need to move faster on this because some people commit crimes against the humanity. They say things that people don't like and it hurts feelings. And the government needs to be able to make you fess up. When you say something, you run your mouth and hurt somebody's feelings and say some hate speeches, and then the government can't do whatever it takes to make you open your mouth again. You open your mouth the first time and said all of them hate speeches, and now the government can't maybe break your fingers to make you open your mouths again. Well, you should have thought of that when you opened your mouths the first time and said them hate speeches. And the government needs to be able to make you open your mouth back up. And if it take 4 or 5 of them big, strong men's soldiers to open your mouth back up, then, well, you shouldn't have shut your mouth to begin with, or you should have kept it shut when you said something about the government or the maybe some of the past government being good, your little orange Jesus and stuff. Now, in the Sixth Amendment is one that I particularly think that I like some of it, because it said that If you get accused of something, you have a right to a speedy public trial. Now, I like the speedy part because if you have to open your mouth and tell the government what you did, and you have to let them come in your house and don't have to do none of this warrant business and this mess, and just let them come in and tell them what you did, and let them look around and take whatever they want, then your trial should be really speedy. But this public part, that's just embarrassing. That could be embarrassing for you. It could be embarrassing for the government. It could be embarrassing for everybody. And I just don't think... Now, a lot of times nowadays, especially if you want to mess with children and stuff, if you identify as a minor attracted person, which is a protected class under the Biden administration, if you identify as one of them and you don't want to be embarrassed by something they say you did, then you can ask that they seal your trial. So all trials is not public, and all trials should not be public, because sometimes people do things because of who and what they is and identifies is. And if you identifies as something that is illegal, then you still need to be able to be a bright and shining, proud individual, and you need to be able to live your truth, even if your truth involves things that other people thinks is horrible, heinous, and vicious crimes, especially against innocent little people that can't do nothing about it, because that's your truth, and this is America. So you should be, especially if you're a member of certain groups that ain't in white, straight men's is, you should be able to live all of your truths all over everybody and in front of everybody. And if somebody gets some on them, then they should just maybe be wearing a mask or some gloves or something, so they can just move on, because I just lives my truth. And if it's against the law, then the law needs to change this, because laws ain't truths and truths ain't laws. Now, then we get down to if they try you, they got to tell you why they trying you, and they can't always decide, because see, the government is, I mean, they know everything, but they don't always know everything at one time. So what they need to be able to do is confront you as they figure out what things they can say that you did. See, so if you did something and they know you did something, they should be able to just get you up in there and make you open your mouth. And if that don't work, they should just be able to keep on confronting you and hold you up in there until they get enough evidence to make sure that you don't do nothing again, that especially them hate speeches. So that's just what I think about that amendment. Now, here's another one that's really bad. The Seventh Amendment say that if it's over $20, and $20 ain't nothing, but if it's over $20, or if they want to put you up in the jails, they got to give you a jury. Well, the jury don't know nothing about anything now. You know what you need is a judge who has been to law school and been either chosen by the government or elected by other people in the government, like being appointed and stuff and such, because that man's or woman's or whatever they identify themselves as, because I don't want to be gendering nobody, because that's the same old hate speech I was talking about earlier. I don't want to be gendering nobody. So that them's on the benches should be able to decide, because they work for the government. And since they work for the government, just like the police and the soldiers who done brung you in for opening your big fat mouth or doing something silly, like maybe you was one of them people that wanted to pray up in one of them abortion clinics and stop some woman from getting rid of that fourth child that she don't want, because she don't even know her daddy's name and can't get no child support. Why you needs to be up you needs to be in jail. And because of that, you don't need no jury. Some old redneck white man might get us on that jury and say that he ain't gonna convict you, but the government says that you is guilty. It's just guilty as you can be. I was gonna say guilty as sin, but there ain't no such thing as sin. But they can say you is guilty as you can be, and you needs to be removed from society, and the big cancellation needs to happen to your ass. Now, we need a government employee on the other side of that who can say, yes, that man is guilty as he, or that person or that them is as guilty as they can be, and we are going to remove them, and maybe we could send them to one of them camps for concentrating I was talking about earlier. Now we get down to the Eighth Amendment, say that excessive bail shall not be required, nor fines, nor cruel and unusual punishments. Nothing cruel and unusual, like maybe they hold you down and pry open your ears and make you listen to Fox News for like 12 hours or something like that. But the first part of that is kind of good, but it really should say there ain't no bail required, because, you know, if you get arrested, well, they should be bail required for, now, if you on the orange man category of life, you one of them orange Jesus redneck trailer park living married to your own sister, but there's nothing wrong with that part now, because some people identify as not being related and therefore they can marry, but everybody should be able to marry anything they want. I have a friend who's about to marry a 1988 Coupe de Ville. Everybody should be able to marry. No, it ain't no car. That's his partner's drag name, Coupe de Ville. But everybody should be able to just marry anything they want to. But back to the Amendment 8. Now, if you is in there for some kind of hate speeches, or one of you following the round of the orange Jesus, then you should have all kind of bail. Your bail ought to be $9 billion. But if you in there for something like you stole $9 billion and gave all that money to the good people in the government, like the Democrats, like that boy with that FTX's cryptocurrency thing, then you ought to ain't not have no bail. But they let him go home to his mama's house, so everything's going to be okay with him because he gave all that money to the right people. So if you like Robin Hood or maybe Lil Jon, and not that Lil Jon, but one of the other Lil Jons in Robin Hood, and you taking that money from these bad people and giving it to the good Democrats, then you shouldn't have no bail. Like that little boy, he go home to his... and live in squalor in his parents' $4 million house up there in California, up on that beach. Now, that's about right. But if you decide, because you're being oppressed upon and all kind of oppression, and you just mad, and you want some new TVs and make you feel better and make your blood pressure go down, because it's not good having high blood pressure, and you want to go down and just get you some new TVs or maybe a PlayStation 5, and you just go down there and you get you some of that, and maybe you got to fight your way out of that stove, then there shouldn't be no bail on that, because you needed that stuff more than that stove did. That stove got more money than the billionaires. There's a billionaires on that stove, and that's okay. You just go up in there and take whatever you want, and you shouldn't have to pay no bails. They should just let you go. And a bunch of these big old cities now in San Francisco and New York and Dallas and St. Louis and Houston and Miami and all these Chicago's and Detroit's, all these big old cities now, they just let you go if you take something if you take something, and maybe you gotta just whip somebody's ass on the way out of that store to get home, and it make your blood pressure go up even more, so you stop and steal yourself a 12-pack or something and calm yourself down, because you just need to be calm on down there and look out for yourself, because health is a right. And just like all kind of contraceptives, and if you needs to, maybe you done had that kids already and you decide you don't want him. Well, that's your business, and your health is a right, and your mental health. So if you don't want to raise no children, then maybe you just need to get rid of them. And that should be okay, because it's all about your health, and your health is important. And, you know, there's two other amendments, but I just ain't gonna... I'll talk about them anyway. Say that if the power don't go to the United States in the Constitution, it goes to the states. Now, the states is the problem, see, because we got the good states like New York and Hawaii and California, and we got states like that, and those Connecticut and Rhode Island is a little bitty state, but it's a good one. We got and Vermont, they won't give everybody your money. We got some good states, but then we got Texas, and we got Oklahoma, and we got Florida. We got them bad states that say the government say you shouldn't be doing this, and them states just say, well, we going to do it anyway. What are you going to do about it? Well, I tell you what they going to do about it. Remember 1865? When y'all lost that last war, we whip your ass again, too, and take all of your stuff. And that's another thing, too. A lot of time when they pull somebody over nowadays, they just take all their stuff. And sometimes that's what all happened. But if it's somebody that ain't been doing no hate speeches or running around worshiping that little fat, big old orange Jesus, oh, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't shame nobody who's overweight and stuff, because it's all about your health, and you're healthy, and you're beautiful and brave and stunning. But if it's all about one of them people, then no, that's just different. Hey, thank you, and I don't know if I'll ever be invited back or not, but if that evil lawyer ever come back, maybe I'll just do my own show, The Leftist Lawyer. Peace.